Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Esther Elfin bringing this back. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com. And the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. And the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, five awards for that book, folks, is the third, with number three, thethirdingredient.com. It's also available at Amazon. Vicki Oliver is our guest, our good friend, the author of one of my favorite books, Bad Bosses, Crazy Co-Workers, and Other Office Idiots. And it's outstanding, along with the other four that she's written. I encourage you to go to Vicki C. Oliver. Is that right?
V-I-C-K-Y
Oliver .com is the website, folks. And, of course, her books are available on wherever books are sold. We're talking about sexual harassment in the workplace. Vicki, what else do we need to know? Give us some tips on how to manage this.
Okay. The first big tip I would say is check out your employee handbook, if there is one, about it. Like, if, you know, now everybody's redoing their handbooks, and look at what it says. Look at what it says. Make sure that you are behaving within the expected norm.
And make sure you got one, right? Most people don't have one.
A lot of people don't have them. If you have one, check out the guidelines. Now, if you feel like you're a victim of harassment, then you need to document it. And that's a long process. It's not just like, oh, he said you're cute to me in the hallway three times, you know? It's like, he said you're cute to me three times. What was the date? What was the time? You know, write it down. What did you say back?
Okay, but wait, Vicki. Did he say you were cute, or did he just say you look nice today?
Right.
Somebody used to ask those questions,
exactly,
don't they?
No, that's a great distinction. That's a great distinction, you know? You're cute has a little bit of definiteness.
Well, she woke up, and I'm not minimizing the lady, but she woke up, and she says, oh, this is a cute outfit. She goes to work. He says, you look nice today. She said, yeah. He says, I'm cute.
Right.
Guys don't say cute. That's one tip off. Let me tell you that right now. If a girl says, he said, I'm cute today, that didn't happen. Guys, don't use that word. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Right. Documentation is a long-term process. You know, it is a long-term. You're keeping a diary of who said what the time was, what the response was, this type of thing. You have to document it. A lot of times when they talk about harassment, they're talking about an environment of harassment, you know. Somebody has a calendar there on their wall. It's like an environment of sexual innuendos, jokes, you know, that type of harassment, too. You have to document it. Otherwise, you will get nowhere.
Can I throw something in here? So how many times have you heard, and I'm not yearning for this, folks. I'm just differentiating between the past and the present. How many times have you heard a woman say, you know, when I first met that guy, I couldn't stand him. But over a year, he wore me down, and now I'm in love with him, and we got married, and we got three kids. You know what I mean? But he just, because he didn't quit, right? You know what I mean? He persevered.
Right.
But today, that would be harassment, wouldn't it?
I think it would be considered harassment today, yes. You know, it depends. If the guy perseveres outside of the workplace, that's a different story. But we're talking about in a workplace,
I know.
A lot of times it's also, you know, many, many times it's a power control issue. So it could be somebody's boss who is constantly, you know, harassing somebody who works for him. I'm using him and her interchangeably in this situation. It is possible for women to harass men, you know, too, obviously. So if you feel like you're in that situation, you need to document it. And if you're in the situation on the other side, you need to stop doing it. You know, it's that simple. Also, when somebody talks to you in a suggestive way, if it bothers you, you have to say no. You just have to say no. You don't have to be obnoxious about it, but you just have to say no. Sorry, I'm not interested. I don't want to go out. I don't want to go for the drink. You know, make it clear.
And then you know, what if the guy says, "Oh, okay, I understand. You said no. I get it." Can I check back with you in 3 months? I'm only being somewhat my tongue in my cheek. I mean, you know, that's kind of what you do with a customer, right? I know you said no, but right. can I check back with you? Things change.
I can tell you're a good salesman, you know. Yeah, I mean, to me, that's fine. I think that's fine. But it's all in the eye of the beholder. If it bothers you, if somebody is harassing you over and over again, it's bothering you, then you need to speak up. You know, first mm-hmm. you would speak up to the harasser. Then if the behavior continues, you would go to human resources and you would say, I'm sorry, but, you know, my boss is making me feel very uncomfortable, mm-hmm. suggestive remarks on X, 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 and X.
The boss situation, like you said earlier, the power dynamic is where a lot of the problems are, isn't it?
Yes, that's usually where the issue is, because mm-hmm. a lot of times the person mm-hmm. under the boss doesn't feel like she can speak up because yeah. she feels like it might cost her employment.
Right.
But there's so many other situations where it won't cost her employment, you know? To say no early on, it will not cost her employment.
And that's the sad part about
it. And if it does, she can also request a transfer sometimes,
right.
too. You know?
If there is a transfer. In some businesses, there is
yes.
a transfer.
Right.
That's the unfortunate part. And that's where you have to handle it in a special way, a professional way, and try to work it out. And it is oftentimes unfortunate for ladies, and I sure admit that. I need VickiOliver.com, right, Vicky?
VickiOliver.com.
Vicky with a Y, folks. Check it out. Hey, Vicky, good job today. Will you come back?
I would love to. Thank you so much for having me back. I really enjoy being here.
Always welcome here. Vicky Oliver, ladies and gentlemen.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.